Welcome to the Communication 24/7 podcast, where we communicate about how we communicate. I'm your host, Jennifer Furlong. Season 4. Can I get a hell's yeah for the Communication 24/7 podcast beginning its fourth season? I am super stoked about the start of this season for several reasons. First, new season, new me. Like, for real. I'm not going to talk about the shit show that was 2023. Go back and listen to the season 3 wrap-up, and you'll get a brief glimpse into what I'm talking about. No way. Not taking the time to rehash all that. It's in the past. We are here to look to the future. Second, new season, new focus. I decided that for season 4, the Communication 24/7 podcast will tighten its focus to center on the communication challenges that we experience thanks to the media and technology age we live in today. I'm all about thinking critically about the media we consume, the media we create, the media we share, how it impacts our points of view, how it connects us and divides us, and of course, how it impacts how we communicate. Third, new season, new challenges. This is where I might lose some of y'all. I hope not. It's okay if I do, but I hope you choose to stay. It's an election year, and I know that we are all focused on round 2 of the Biden-Trump election circus and all the performances that come along with that. But it's just as important to know that there are thousands of elections happening this year around the globe. And as a matter of fact, 2024 has been dubbed as a, quote, super election year. That's according to Statista. But that's not all. Did you know that this year, all 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and 34 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate are up for grabs? This election cycle will determine who makes up the 119th United States Congress. Not to mention, there are a whole crop of governorships and other state and local elections that are being held this year. That's a whole hell of a lot of transition. That's a whole hell of a lot of decision-making on the part of the electorate. And when I say electorate, I mean us, you and me, the voters. We are the electorate. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, I've narrowed the focus for season 4. In order for our democracy to thrive, we need an informed electorate. Okay, scratch that. No, not just an informed electorate. We actually need a well-informed electorate. So how do we make sure that we are well-informed? That's where the media literacy and critical thinking come in. I don't care about which topics you think are the most important. It could be abortion, it could be Trump's indictments, it could be Biden's cognitive decline, it could be immigration, drugs, crime, war, the list goes on and on and on. All of these topics are important. I'm not so much concerned about what you know about the topics. I'm more concerned about how you know what you know about these topics. So stay with me. Don't get me wrong. I do care about your opinions. I absolutely do have an opinion about all of these topics. I am going to try to be as objective as I can be. Full disclosure, though, and I've mentioned this before in other episodes, I am a conservative. So that is the lens through which I look at the world. But I do try to mitigate my own bias as best as I can by having conversations with guests who come from across the political spectrum and who have firsthand experience in the areas of political communication, journalism, and media analysis. That's incredibly important to me. I'm going to talk about critical thinking and media literacy and how do we know what we know about things. I'm going to challenge what you think you know about certain things. I may even make you a little uncomfortable. I may even sometimes piss you off. That's okay. I'm still super excited for season 4. I have an amazing lineup. This lineup includes filmmakers, physicians, politicians, journalists, campaign strategists, historians, and computer science experts. And that's just to name a few. We are going to share meaningful, insightful, and sometimes robust conversations about communication, emotional manipulation, misinformation and disinformation, journalism ethics, political correctness, politics, advocacy, and so much more. I hope that you get as much out of season four as I know that I will. Let's do this. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and a review.